New Jersey Democrats silent on Phil Murphy putting coronavirus patients in nursing homes. By Sean Moran on May 19, 2020. New Jersey Democrats remain silent on Governor Phil Murphy's D. decision to put coronavirus patients in nursing homes. During the coronavirus pandemic, Murphy instituted a controversial order to require that New Jersey nursing homes take coronavirus patients. New Jersey Star Ledger columnist Paul Malshein said that, as of last week, the coronavirus death toll for long-term care facilities, or nursing homes, was 5,459. That's about 53% of the state's total COVID-19 fatalities, Malshein emphasized. According to recent Kaiser Family Foundation data, New Jersey has the second highest rate of coronavirus-related deaths in the nation. The rising problem of coronavirus deaths prompted New Jersey State Senate Republicans to call for an investigation into the coronavirus outbreak at New Jersey nursing homes. Malshein asked Murphy if the state had required full screening for nursing home staff members, to which the governor said that it would be required by May 26. He wrote, "May 26? The first big COVID-19 outbreak in America was way back in mid-February, at a nursing home in Washington state." New Jersey Republicans pinned the nursing home death toll solely on Murphy. New Jersey State Senator Joe Pinocchio said, "He owns it. We were forewarned by Washington state. We were forewarned by Italy when we were told that the disease was ravaging the elderly population with the average age of death being 81. I don't know how this isn't on Murphy. He's the governor and he assumed dictatorial powers. He certainly didn't ask the legislature," said New Jersey State Senator Mike Dougherty. "They should have protected the elderly and those who have health conditions instead of imposing a lockdown of the population," he added. Breitbart News contacted New Jersey's congressional delegation to see what it thought of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's D. original decision to force nursing homes to host coronavirus patients. All Democrats, in the House and in the Senate, did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment. The following New Jersey Democrats did not respond to a request for comment: Cory Booker, Bob Menendez, Donald Norcross, Andy Kim, Josh Gottheimer, Frank Pallone, Tom Malinowski, Albio Sires, Bill Pascrell, Donald Payne, Mikey Sherrill, Bonnie Watson Coleman. As congressional Democrats remain silent on the large loss of life in New Jersey nursing homes, state Republicans have called for action. Pinocchio, along with Republican State Senators Steve Arojo, Declan O'Scanlan, and Kristen Corrado, called on the state Senate to prevent another tragedy in New Jersey nursing homes. Pinocchio said, "Not only were New Jersey's long-term care facilities prevented from testing patients for COVID-19 prior to admittance, they actually were ordered by the Murphy administration to accept patients who were known to have tested positive. It's shocking that the commissioner didn't realize her order was tossing a match into dry grass. The wildfire of infection that burned through our long-term care facilities after her order was nothing less than devastating. The souls of more than 5,400 victims of COVID-19 in our nursing and veteran homes are crying out and their families deserve to know what went wrong," he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.